And WhatsApp 0711300095. But before we get to say our goodbyes, here is a word you can take today with you at home.
Okay, so here's the word that you're going to take with you today. You may not be where you want to be yet, but every step you took today moved you further than standing still ever could. Rest tonight knowing that your progress, no matter how small, still counts. So have a good night and give yourself credit for making it through the day today.
That is absolutely right. And in other words, we can say, give yourself some grace.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Ethel, for that word. We're definitely going to take it home with us. And to everyone, thank you so much for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. It's exactly 18 hours. Coming up right next, the 977 Evening News. My name is Pron Jabulani, and I wasn't alone. I was with
Ethel Mwapi.
Have a good evening.
City Drive.
It's Give and Beat City Vibe.
UPPZ President Charles Chanda has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema and the ruling UPND ahead of the August 13th general elections. Luapula Province has reaffirmed its status as Zambia's leading cassava-producing region, contributing the largest share to the country's projected cassava output for the 2025-2026 agricultural season, according to the latest crop-focusing survey. And in international news, Hamsfia Police says 11 officers and a police dog were injured during protests in Southampton last night over the murder of Henry Norwalk.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. UPPZ President Charles Chanda has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema and the ruling UPND ahead of the August 13th general elections. Chanda says some opposition leaders aspiring for the presidency have not repented of corruption, cadorism and other practices that Zambians rejected during the 2021 elections. He says the UPPZ believes the country should continue on its current path under President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership. Chanda further announced that the UPPZ has resolved to join the UPND alliance in support of the president's re-election bid.
977 News.
In other news, Luapula Province has reaffirmed its status as Zambia's leading cassava-producing region, contributing the largest share to the country's projected cassava output for the 2025-2026 agricultural season, according to the latest crop forecasting survey. This survey indicates that Luapula is expected to produce approximately 1.23 million metric tons of cassava from more than 104,000 hectares cultivated, making it the country's top contributor to cassava production. The milestone comes as Zambia records its highest maize harvest in history, with projected maize production surpassing 50.1 million metric tons. The achievement marks a significant boost for the country's agricultural sector and strengthens Zambia's position as a regional food producer. In a statement, Luapula Province Principal Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Maseko said that the province's performance reflects the positive impact of government interventions aimed at increasing agricultural productivity, improving food security, and enhancing the livelihoods of farmers. Maseko notes that Luapula's continued dominance in cassava production demonstrates the province's strategic importance in supporting national food security and promoting crop diversification. Meanwhile, the crop forecasting survey projects a national food surplus of more than 1.48 million metric tons of maize equivalent for the 2026-2027 marketing season. The surplus is expected to reinforce Zambia's food security while enhancing opportunities for exports to regional markets. The record maize harvest has been attributed to ongoing efforts to transform the agricultural sector through improved access to farming inputs, strengthened extension services, mechanization, irrigation, development, and expanded market opportunities for farmers.
977 News.
In other news, one of Europe's largest agricultural equipment manufacturers, FPM Agromechanics, has begun establishing a manufacturing and assembly plant in Lusaka, South Multi-Facility Economic Zone. The plant, being developed by the Serbian family-owned multinational company, is expected to become fully operational within the next 8 to 10 weeks. FPM Agromechanics founder and president, Jumbinko Kobajic, says the facility will assemble agricultural equipment for use in Zambia and for export to neighboring countries. Gobejic was speaking during a courtesy call on Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamondu in Lusaka. He said although the company exports agricultural equipment to 65 countries worldwide, it has not previously established a presence in Southern Africa. Meanwhile, Hamondu said the establishment of the manufacturing plant aligns with the government's efforts to diversify the company and the economy and reduce reliance on copper production. He said the project is expected to create employment opportunities for local people while strengthening the country's agricultural sector. And the Serbian ambassador to Zambia, Jasna Novik, said Serbia has a long history of supporting Zambia's agricultural sector. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up next, Business News.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news, MTN Mobile Money Limited, MTN Momo, has expanded its digital payments footprint by enabling customers to pay for goods and services using Momo on Stanbic Bank point of sale POS mechanisms nationwide, marking another important step in broadening access to fast, secure, and convenient cashless transactions. The integration makes Stanbic Bank the fourth banking partner to accept Momo payments on its POS network. Speaking on the launch, MTN Momo Head Strategy and Business Development, Pafiako Malema Mseva, described the partnership as a significant milestone in accelerating digital payment adoption and expanding financial inclusion across Zambia. And Stanbic Bank Head Corporate and Investment Banking, Helen Lubamba, says the bank is committed to enabling seamless and inclusive financial solutions not only for our customers and merchants, but the unbanked populace. Lubamba says integrating MTN Momo into our POS network is a significant step in expanding digital payment acceptance and giving businesses access to a broader customer base. Coming up next, international news.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, Hampshire Police says 11 officers and a police dog were injured during protests in Southampton last night over the murder of Henry Nowak. Two people were arrested and Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has condemned the violence. Nowak, an 18-year-old student, was stabbed to death in December and was arrested and handcuffed as he lay down on the ground. His killer, Vikram Digwa, had falsely accused him of racism. The policing minister now says anti-racism guidance should change. The police anti-racism commitment, which is being reviewed by police chiefs, aims to secure equality of policing outcomes and says not everyone should be treated the same. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
UPPZ President Charles Chanda has endorsed President Hage Geingob and the ruling UPND ahead of the August 13th general elections. Lwapula Province has reaffirmed its status as Zambia's leading cassava-producing region, contributing the largest share to the country's projected cassava output for the 2025-2026 agricultural season, according to the latest crop forecasting survey. And in international news, Hampshire Police says 11 officers and a police dog were injured during protests in Southampton last night over the murder of Henry Nowak. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News. City Drive.